For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The number of those killed in a Pittsburgh area synagogue now as high as 10, according to one city official quoted by CNN. Law enforcement officials say the suspect, 46-year-old Robert Bowers, made anti-Semitic statements during the shooting and also placed anti-Semitic postings on social media Gab. Among those wounded, four police officers whose injuries are said not to be life-threatening, but two other people are critical. At a future Farmers of America convention in Indianapolis, President Trump invited Rabbi Benjamin Sindro to the podium.
We pray today for moral clarity. Let us not dismiss this as an act of insanity, but let us see it for what it is, an act of evil.
After firing the heaviest rocket attack across the Israeli border since August, Palestinian militants say they'll stop the attacks from the Gaza Strip following an Egyptian-mediated truce. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I've told you about MyPillow a lot, but in case you've been living under a rock, here's the story. MyPillow stays cool, it keeps its shape all night long. No more waking up in the middle of the night to flip over to the cool side of the pillow. It maintains its shape. You can wash it, you can dry it, it's like new again. It comes with a 10-year warranty, and that did come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, but if you buy one through our special offer, you have up until March 1st to return your pillow if you're not absolutely in love with it. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention promo code USA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. A guarantee till March 1st? Where else are you going to get that?
For the second day in a row, police say they've discovered a fake homemade bomb placed on the streets of Buffalo outside a post office. Described as an inactive pipe bomb, Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo says these devices are different from the ones sent in the mail. They were not in envelopes and not addressed to anyone.
Somebody that's willing to risk a felony arrest to do a copycat event, shame on them.
A heavyweight Democratic donor was one of the people to receive a pipe bomb package. Tom Steyer says he considers it an act of terror.
I thought of this as part of an ongoing attack on our democracy. Clearly, this is an act of terrorism, but I think that it falls into a pattern where, in fact, our norms and rules of democracy have been under attack systematically for several years.
A lone fingerprint and a set of misspellings help point FBI agents to Cesar Sayoc, who has a long criminal record and is now charged with mailing homemade bombs to prominent critics of President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook has removed dozens of Iranian accounts for contributing disinformation campaigns against the United States. USA's Winnie King has more.
It removed multiple pages, groups, and accounts that originated in Iran for engaging in coordinated, inauthentic behavior on Facebook and on Instagram. A total of 82 accounts were purged, according to Facebook. They uncovered a propaganda operation traced to Iranian state media in August. They said it was the largest of its kind since Russian operatives spread falsehoods during the 2016 presidential election. Facebook says no ties to the Iranian government were found in the purged accounts. They said the propaganda tried to provoke outrage over racial and political matters.
Police in Canada say a 27-year-old Toronto woman faces allegations of witchcraft after she allegedly convinced a man to give her more than $600,000 to ward off evil spirits. According to NBC, York Regional Police issued a statement on Facebook saying Samantha Stevenson faces charges of pretending to practice witchcraft, fraud, and possession of property obtained by a crime. The man sold his house and gave the money to Stevenson, then sold his car to give her another $6,000, which he claimed she'd burn to help ward off evil spirits. York authorities say the allegation of witchcraft is not based on religion, but rather deal with individuals who fraudulently portray themselves as having fortune-telling abilities or pretend to use witchcraft or sorcery to obtain money or valuables from a victim. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.